Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But the news, not so great today. I'm not talking about the issue of the presidential dog, President Biden's dog. Everything else is going wrong for him, so why not this? The dog's name is Commander. He's a German Shepherd. He is ferocious. He just bit his 11th victim in the White House. I mean, honest to God, if you can't deal with the White House dog, doesn't that indicate a certain level of profound incompetence? I'll tell you what else communicates a level of profound incompetence on the part of everybody. All of them. Is the fact that what we were talking about at the very end of the show yesterday, it seemed that in the evening in Washington, D.C., the Senate had come up with an overwhelming vote. There were only 19 senators of the 100 there who voted against it. They were all Republicans. A new move to have a continuing resolution that would keep the government operating until November 17th while they tried to settle all of these various arguments. That has fallen apart. It's fallen apart largely because of the conflicts in the House. And the fact that there are people who believe it would be a wonderful thing if we actually had a government shutdown. If you're one of them and you believe that this shutdown could be just as successful as all those others. We've had 20 of them in the last 50 years. And so help me, it is one of those things, if you look at this, we're going to be talking to two professors of government, both of them at Harvard, who have written a book about basically the need to reform the government. One of the things that they don't talk about is to somehow not allow it to continue to be possible to play these absurd games. I mean, here's just a little bit of information from the New York Times. U.S. government shutdown is unlikely to cause an immediate recession. Yeah, but it could cause a long-term recession. And it could have a profound impact on our investments, if you have any, your life savings, if you have any. And certainly, I don't know, if you have loved ones, and we do, we have a daughter who is planning to fly in for a visit for the very tail end of Jewish holidays that are coming up. And she would be flying right about the time that the shutdown starts. And that would mean that you have air traffic controllers who are supposed to be working as volunteers because they're not going to get paid. NBC reporting, the U.S. is headed toward a government shutdown this weekend unless Congress takes action soon. Government funding expires when the clock strikes 12:01 a.m. on Sunday, and the lawmakers are still divided over spending levels and whether to give any continued aid to Ukraine. What parts of the government would be affected by a shutdown? During a shutdown, the federal government would be unable to pay its 4 million employees. The stupidity of it is unbelievable. And by the way, it's one of those things, what other country in the world, and again, I'm not talking about second world and third world countries, I'm talking about other comparable countries, countries that are part of the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the leading industrial countries in the world, Germany, or Sweden, for that matter, France, or the United Kingdom. what other country in the world has this? This is pathetic. And it's hateful. And a plague on all of them. this is a new thing I've just posted. Posted in the Washington Post. Rick Nowak publishes in the Washington Post. A government shutdown is not possible in other rich countries. In Westminster-style systems like the United Kingdom or Australia, if the government fails to pass a budget, then typically the government must resign and new elections are triggered. Okay, can we do this? And then, by the way, when the government resigns, it doesn't stop functioning, it just continues with no change. And honest to goodness, wouldn't it be a positive thing if one of those candidates who's going to stand up there tonight at the debates, we're going to be talking about that later in the show today, but they have the debate tonight with it's with seven Republican candidates for the presidential nomination. No, President Trump won't participate, but couldn't one of them? Maybe Nikki Haley? Maybe Ron DeSantis, for God's sake. Say, one thing will be priority one when I become president, when we get a new president, is we are going to change the system so we have no more shutdown circuses. It is appalling. It is not worthy of the world's greatest nation. And it accomplishes nothing. Nothing. The U.S. is headed for a government shutdown, as they say, starts at 12:01 a.m., so you get an extra minute there on Sunday. And during the shutdown, the federal government would be unable to pay its 4 million workers. Hundreds of thousands of these government workers could be furloughed, meaning they would temporarily stop going to work. During a 2013 shutdown, about 850,000 workers were furloughed. These workers would receive retroactive pay when the government reopens, something that was not always guaranteed until Congress passed a law following a 2019 shutdown. Some functions of the government would continue, including the military and public safety, with those employees working without pay. You think it's a good idea that our military should work without pay? I mean, isn't that the kind of situation that leads to a military coup? This at a time when the former president is saying the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff should be executed, should have been executed at the time for writing a letter that he was commanded to send by the Secretary of Defense at the time, who we're going to be speaking to. Secretary of Defense at the time was Mark Esper, and we will be joining us on the Michael Medved Show. Each federal agency creates a contingency plan of how to operate during a shutdown and which employees are excepted from being furloughed. The Defense Department plan, for example, states that active duty military personnel will continue to report for duty during a shutdown, even though they don't get paid. President Joe Biden and members of Congress would all continue to work, and they're paid as required by law. My God, I hate this stuff. I just really do. This is a piece from NBC, from Shannon Petty Peace is the name of the reporter. With six children under the age of 15 to support, Stephen Booth, a police officer for the Air Force in Kansas, doesn't have room in his budget for a missed paycheck. But like millions of other government employees across the country, Booth is bracing for his pay to stop indefinitely at the end of the month as Congress careens toward a government shutdown. House Republicans left Thursday unable to reach a compromise within their ranks over a new budget. That's last Thursday, including funds for the Defense Department, with a handful of conservative holdouts demanding additional spending cuts. So where do we go from here? Well, we'll play you part of what the various leaders are saying coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay, anger is not a good thing, but how is it possible to watch this clown show that is going on in Washington with none of the leaders, certainly not President Biden, who can't even rein in his biting dog. And yes, I know he's preoccupied with getting new shoes so he won't trip, which is good. But certainly not President Biden, certainly not Speaker McCarthy, who at least gives the impression that he's trying a little bit, certainly not Senator Schumer. So there's a big headline, and I didn't even know about this before I was talking to you about my perspective. Headline says, why don't other countries have government shutdowns? You know, I wasn't aware of that headline because it was from April of 2011. Yeah, that's right, 12 and a half years ago. 12 and a half years ago! Why don't other countries have government shutdowns? And then they have in Foreign Policy magazine, other countries may have coups, revolutions, and collapses, but a government so deadlocked it simply ceases to function seems to be an exclusively American phenomenon. This is the kind of American exceptionalism we don't need. We don't need. Several features of the U.S. political system, a strong executive branch with veto power, the Senate filibuster, make the sort of deadlock we're seeing now more likely. In a parliamentary system used by the vast majority of democracies in Europe and Asia, the budget process is similar on paper. The prime minister prepares a government budget and submits it to parliament for a vote. But if parliament rejects that budget, that's generally considered a sign that the government no longer has the confidence of parliament and it has to resign. And meanwhile, the government continues to function during the midst of a rapid election because they also have this advantage. They don't have elections that run on for 3 years. And I mean, for God's sake, we are still a month's away, where we still have the month of October and then the very beginning of November before we're a year away from the election. And it's already dominating everything. I was sharing this piece in NBC about a Stephen Booth, who was a police officer for the Air Force in Kansas. He is a veteran with almost two decades of law enforcement and security experience serving our country, who's beginning to think of ways to get by without pay, such as feeding his family with the meat he can get from hunting, eggs from his chickens, and the money he makes driving on the side for Uber. Is there a purpose to this? Other than people playing asinine and juvenile political games? I mean, for goodness sake. And people are refusing. Meanwhile, for Kevin McCarthy, he may lose his job over it. But what he needs to do is to take the majority of the Republicans who are with him. It is a minority. It is a tyranny of the minority. And by the way, as a title of a new book, we're going to be speaking with one of the authors coming up. But to have Kevin McCarthy come forward and say, okay, we are going to extend a continuing resolution, a CR, that'll keep us going, allow us to pass the appropriations bills, and have it run until December, so then they can interrupt the Christmas season again, or whatever. But just give a little bit of time, and if necessary, go to the Democrats and get their support. I know he's not supposed to do that, and some of his fellow Republicans would be angry. But what's the choice? The choice is to make people like this Air Force sergeant, this Air Force police officer, to make them suffer, and to try to make extra money driving on the side for Uber because he's not getting any money. I mean, it's an unbelievable situation. This is what Kevin McCarthy had to say this morning. He knows exactly who to blame for this stupidity. Listen, this is clip one.
How many bills has the Senate passed? How many appropriation bills has the Senate passed?
They're working on the CRA.
How many? It's not a tough question. You ask me questions every day. Name me one. Name me one appropriation out of the 12 appropriation bills the Senate has passed this year. So the Senate has not passed any. Okay. And what is the House doing?
They're working on
five bills. 73%. Okay.
They're not going to fund the government though.
I'm sorry. What does the appropriation bill do?
After September 30th.
What does an appropriation bill do? How many appropriation bills does it take to fund government? 12. The Senate has passed zero.
So if you
the House is working on
appropriations bills, the government will shut down.
Let me answer your questions, but first let's get the facts right. Your first question was, and I answered it, the Senate has done nothing. The Senate has not done one thing when it comes to appropriation. Is that different than we have in the past?
Okay.
No, normally the Senate doesn't even bring them up in committee. So the Senate's done nothing. The House is working on passing 73% of all the appropriation bills of the job we're supposed to do by Thursday. We're bringing up on Friday ability to fund the government, but at the same time secure our border. So yes, we're doing our job.
Okay, they're doing their job. And then why can't they sit down and maybe bring President Biden into it? He has done marching on the picket lines with the UAW, and he will control the commander gate, the problem with his dog, and actually spend some time and figure out how we avoid this unspeakable disaster. And part of the disaster comes from a handful of people in the House. It is not a majority of the Republicans. It is a small proportion of the Republican caucus in the House that want to eliminate any support for Ukraine, basically to hand Putin victory in the war by cutting off any flow of support for Ukraine. So the pro-Putin caucus is controlling the House of Representatives. What does that mean for national security? We'll be speaking to former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. He wrote in the Washington Post, the all-volunteer force is dying. Here's how to save it. Meanwhile, how do we save our national defense from the dangers of this government shutdown? We will talk about that. He is the author, Mark Esper, who is going to be joining us, of a memoir. It's called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. Yes, he was Secretary of Defense during that time period. We had what some people call an insurrection. So what do we do about national defense? We'll be talking about that coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together?
Michael Medved. Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. In a bid to avert a government shutdown by Saturday, lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled Senate released a clean continuing resolution yesterday that would keep the government funded through November 17th. President Biden is taking steps to keep from falling down.
President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November of 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80.
UPS set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season, full and part-time roles. Visit jobs-ups.com for more info. Corey Myers, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Marka T. Esper was Secretary of Defense of the United States, the chief of the Pentagon from 2019 to 2020. He is the author of a riveting memoir. It is called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. He joins us now. He has written recently about the all-volunteer force that we've had for 50 years. And he says that force is dying, and here's how to save it. Do you think that this government shutdown that is looming at the end of this week, Secretary Esper, do you think that's going to help us save our all-volunteer force and strengthen Americans' defenses?
Well, good afternoon, Michael, first of all. And great to be with you and your audience. Thanks for having me on. The short answer is no, it doesn't help. It sends all the wrong messages about the seriousness of our government and our leaders. And look, the fact that it's likely that if we go into shutdown that the service members will lose pay until the government started back up. And that shouldn't happen, particularly for these young men and women who come from all across our great land and right now are risking their lives, sailing on a ship in the South China Sea on the demilitarized zone in Korea or maybe flying an air mission in Europe. They shouldn't have to put up with that nonsense.
NBC was covering the story, and I mentioned it before, of a service member named Stephen Booth, who is a police officer for the Air Force in Kansas. And he's planning to help to feed his family during the shutdown, which, of course, could last who knows how long. It could certainly last for more than a month. To feed his family with meat he can get from hunting, from eggs from his chickens, and driving on the side for Uber. for someone who is serving his country in uniform, doesn't it make you angry?
Well, absolutely. I mean, nobody should have to face those circumstances that you have to make tough choices about, you know, how you're going to spend your dollars. And look, these problems are also worsened by the fact that in many cases, and my wife went through this as well as a military spouse, the spouses can't find permanent work in many cases because they travel every 3 years from base to base. Employers are not interested in hiring them because they know they'll be gone. And so you have a double whammy on families because, look, at the end of the day, it's not just the service member who serves. It's the spouse, too, and the kids who have to pick up every 2 or 3 years, move, go to a new school, try and find a new job. And all these things weigh down on an average military family that doesn't happen to your typical American.
No, absolutely right. And the point is that you write in your Washington Post piece about the difficulties we have right now with recruitment. And part of it is that there are so many young Americans who, because of drug use or obesity or criminal records, are not eligible for service. And of those people who are eligible for service, they see the way that our military are treated in many cases, and it discourages them. What do we need to do differently to attract the volunteers, to attract the recruits that we need?
Let me underscore your points real quick for the audience, because it's quite dramatic when you look at the numbers, because it's not just the numbers themselves, but the trend lines. In that piece, I write that when I was Secretary of the Army, the number of American youth 17 to 24 that did not qualify for service was 71%. In the years since then to today, 77% do not qualify. So a 6% swing. And then when you look at the number of American youth interested in serving, right, that number has dropped from 13% to 9%. So the numbers are all going in the wrong direction. And I say it's for a variety of demographics, social and cultural changes. And a big part of this is just unfamiliarity with the military, because there aren't as many bases as there were before, not as many Americans served. You know, at the end of the Vietnam War, most Americans knew somebody who served in the military, so they could learn about the military and kind of be disabused of myths or learn about opportunities or the virtue of service itself. But today we don't have that. And so, as I outlined in that piece, how do we go about doing that? Part of it, I think, begins with creating or growing the pool of qualified applicants, right? So rather than having 77% unqualified, how do we reduce that number? And I call for things like restoring the president's physical fitness test, which certainly I, maybe you, grew up with. You had to take that test once a year, and if you passed, you got a nice little badge. But that spoke to kids throughout their childhood about the importance of physical fitness, incentivized it for them. And I think anybody would agree today, lack of fitness in our youth is a problem, and it's marked most notably by obesity. So everybody benefits if our kids are in better shape. But there's other things we should do, too. I talk about expanding junior JROTC, JROTC, because it exposes young kids to the program, to the military. Today, fewer than 20% of schools in the United States do this. Most are in the Southeast. And then I go on to state about we've got to give military recruiters equal access to our high schools. That's not happening across this land.
Yeah, I was in junior ROTC in high school. And you were right. Even though my dad was in the Navy during the war, the familiarity with just that chain of command and then going away for an encampment on spring break with ROTC, it was all profound and has stayed with me. And the idea that program is only in 20% of high schools, it used to be everywhere.
Fewer than 20%. I think the actual number that I found was 16%. But look, you're right. It gives you an exposure to military life. And you could say, hey, this isn't so bad. It's not as scary as I thought. I can actually camp out overnight and survive and wake up the next morning. And I enjoy the camaraderie of the people that I'm with. You know, the discipline is not tyrannical, as is often portrayed in movies. So, look, that goes a long way to explaining the military to young people and getting them used to an opportunity to see another career path. Because, look, despite some of the examples we talked at the beginning of the show, the military pays relatively well. In fact, if you look at the numbers, while we have a big recruiting problem, we don't have a retention problem. In other words, once they get into the military, most want to stay. They keep extending for year after year, and they enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy what they're learning, the people they are associating with. And it just shows you the contrast that once we can kind of get them into the service, then they find that there's a great career path ahead of them.
Yeah, and isn't it a better solution to the problem of college affordability than basically forgiving student debt to actually use the benefits of an additional education, which are very generous if you serve in the military, no?
Absolutely. Very generous benefits. The college scholarship money is open to everybody who serves. And in some cases, of course, if you're in a specialty that is really in a scarce supply, you get reenlistment and promotion bonuses. I mean, there's a lot of money we're putting at America's youth that are in the military. And it's not just for them. I mean, it's the nature of the military that we want our people to further their education, whether it's a junior enlisted soldier or airman, marine, sailor, an NCO, or an officer. Continuing education is very important to us, and so we think that just improves the professionalism of the service and the quality of the individual.
We're speaking with Mark Esper, who is a former defense secretary, former secretary of the Army, someone who has devoted his life to defending our country. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what you're defending our country against. I mean, what it means that there are members of Congress, it's only a small minority, but they are stopping the entire functioning of our government, who are insisting on cutting off Ukraine in the middle of a war and basically handing victory to Putin. It is the Putin caucus of our House of Representatives. What does Secretary Esper think about that, about security against a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested. That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the big issues that is preventing the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate from reaching an agreement and at least extending continuing resolutions to keep our government operating. One of the big issues has to do with aid to Ukraine. And no, it's not a blank check. It's a specified amount that would allow the Ukrainians to continue defending their independence. And instead, there are people in the House and the Senate who are insisting that Ukraine be cut off immediately with no money for supplies, ammunition, etc. Mark Esper was Defense Secretary of the United States. Is that a good idea to take the money that that people say that they would, quote, save by not sending it to Ukraine, and to instead fortify our own border? That's the slogan that people are talking about. Why doesn't that work, Secretary Esper?
Look, it's not a bad idea, and I say that as a Reagan Republican, right? Or I should say it is a bad idea to do that, and I say that as a Reagan Republican, because Ronald Reagan would stand firm with the democracies of the world, particularly these young fledgling democracies like Taiwan and Ukraine, that are facing off against much bigger foes run by autocrats. And in the case of China, obviously the Chinese Communist Party, and with Putin, a clear authoritarian. Look, in terms of military aid to Ukraine, we've provided about $45 billion. It's been all for specific items, purchased, by the way, from American firms for the most part. So American jobs are being sustained. And there's a detailed accounting and audit trail going all the way to Ukraine. There's not a blank check. And look, I wouldn't support a blank check, and I would want accountability as well. But there's none of that happening, or at least no evidence right now. But for that $45 billion, what we've been able to see is for the Ukrainian people, brave as they are, have taken down a few notches one of the largest and most capable militaries in the world, the Russian military. And they've done it without asking for Americans to fight their fight. And so, my view, that's a good investment to knock down and take apart the Russian army. And we should continue to support them, not just because it's in our interest, but it's the right thing to do. These people are fighting and dying. Men, women, children. I can't think of a war crime that Putin hasn't committed so far in this 18-month or so war. So we should support him, continue to support him. Look, we should also secure the border. I completely agree with my Republican colleagues on that front, but it's not a one or the other choice. Put a few billion dollars to the Department of Homeland Security, grow the border force. I believe in securing the border with a wall or fencing or whatever, but we can do both. We're a wealthy country. We just got to make smart choices.
And in terms of making those smart choices, the consequences in terms of our alliances, of as you know, there are some people within our party, in the Republican Party, who believe that we should be less involved, less committed, or even exit from NATO. That idea?
A very bad idea. Look, NATO is the most successful alliance in history. It's kept the peace in Europe since the beginning of the Cold War. It's grown over time. We'll soon have 32 members once we add Sweden on board. And look, the fact of the matter is, if there's one advantage we have over the Russians and the Chinese, and that is that we have allies and partners, people who will fight with us, who will help supply us, who will provide industrial base, who will share intelligence, who will share their land, do all those things. China and Russia really don't have that, unless you want to count North Korea and Nicaragua and Mali and places like that. But we have allies.
Belarus.
And yeah, and so if we go to war, if we can go to war with an ally standing next to us, which means one fewer American has to go to the fight, that's a good thing. We should build up our alliances and our partnerships.
In terms of the future in this country right now, with the political system the way it is, the dysfunction the way it is, with 70% of people saying they don't want either Trump or Biden to run for president, where do you think we're going as a country? What's the most hopeful sign that you see?
Well, I'm going to give you the pessimistic sign, then I'll give you some hope here. Look, we do need a new generation of leaders from both parties. The American people in poll after poll are telling us that, are telling the parties that. That's number one. Number two, you know, when I'm on the road, I speak to audiences. I often get asked, what's the greatest threat to our country? And without exception, people think I'm going to say Russia or China or something like that. And it's not. The greatest threat to our democracy is extreme political partisanship coming from both sides. And until we solve that, we won't be able to address the big problems, whether it's modernizing to take on China one day, or fixing Social Security, or dealing with immigration, things like that. We've got to get our politics right. So what's the anecdote, Michael, that I look forward to? If you go back in time, you and I both remember this. There was a period in American history, the 70s, when we were really down. We had a president that was impeached, the country in disarray. We had another president come in behind him. For 4 years, we were down on ourselves, and we were told we couldn't afford heating oil, so put on sweaters. We had high inflation, so forth and so on. And then we had a new leader come onto the stage, my hero, Ronald Reagan, who talked about America as that shining capital, I'm sorry, that shining city on the hill, and really inspired us all, lifted us up, and we had the 80s were fantastic in a number of ways. So, look, I think I'm very hopeful that the American system will produce that next generation of leaders. Somebody, whether it's Republican or Democrat, obviously I would prefer a Republican, but somebody who's going to bring us together, lift us up, and kind of chart us ahead into this 21st century in a way that we will continue to lead and take care of our people and prosper and grow.
That's beautifully said. Secretary Mark Esper, are you going to be watching the presidential debate tonight with the seven Republican candidates, not including President Trump?
I probably will because I want to. I'm hoping that one of them is going to really shine and take off, and Trump will fade at some point. I was inspired by the last debate. I thought it was a strong debate. We saw some people like Nikki Haley and Mike Pence really shine. And I'm hopeful. I want to see these candidates do well. I'm convinced that there's a handful of them that would do a really good job and run well. I personally think they could beat Joe Biden. But I want to see the debate performance.
Yes, good. Well, I'm glad you're going to be watching. I hope that everybody does. In terms of your sacred oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times, what's the best way that we put this awful nightmare of January 6th and the riot in the Capitol building behind us?
Well, there has to be accountability. There has to be a reckoning about what happened, and put it in the right context, and hold people accountable for that. you know, that's kind of underway, and we got to be careful that it's not politicized in the process, right? There's, we've seen some of that, at least I think so, here and there. But there has to be accountability, and I think it'll take some time to heal. It'll take some time for people to look back upon that and say, yeah, that was wrong, we shouldn't have done that, or that was wrong and he shouldn't have said that. I mean, I think that's, it's going to take a little time to heal, but we have to get through 2024 first. And Donald Trump is still a force on the stage, certainly within the right wing of the Republican Party. And that's why I'm hopeful that one of these candidates that will be on the stage tonight is going to rise. It's going to take off. We'll find people who are willing to fund him or her, see a strong backing and say, yeah, this is the person I want to lead the Republican Party in the 21st century, a new generation leader with fresh ideas, with no grievances about the past. And somebody that will not just unify the Republican Party, but has the potential to unify the country if he or she wins.
That's beautifully said. Last night, I went to a baseball game, Seattle Mariners, and they make use of the slogan, "See Us Rise." And that would be a good slogan, one would hope, for the country. Mark Esper, what a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for your service to our country in the military, and then supporting the military as Secretary of the Army and Secretary of Defense for the United States. His book, which is very much worth reading, it's actually inspiring at parts, alarming in parts, but it is called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. And speaking of extraordinary times, there are a couple of professors at Harvard, don't hold that against them, who wrote a best-selling book called How Democracies Die. Now they are making a specific bid to try to change that directory to give democracies life. And part of it is to come away from the tyranny of the minority. We'll be speaking about that and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.